Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page on the one to count on for today's news and local information, AM and FM KCII. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Jerry Edwards on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm speaking with Iowa Senator Charles Grassley about his upcoming debate with Michael Franken and his newly proposed crime legislation. The first debate with Admiral Franken is coming up, going to be next Thursday on PBS. How are you preparing for the debate?
Well, like I always have, just go over the issues. Just study the issues. And obviously, you pay attention to some of the statements that you can't have everything that your opponent has said because you just don't know everything. But what you do know, you ought to know where he's coming from, and then I'm sure he knows where I'm coming from. But mostly you have to just study the issues.
And when it comes down to studying the issues, and I do like what you said about you can't have everything, what are some of the major issues that you are focusing on for this debate?
What he has said about Biden when asked in a debate for the Democratic primary, he said Biden's doing a fabulous job. Another time he said he would like to be a Democratic leader that would make Iowa more progressive than California. Another time when he was asked about the wall at the border with Mexico, he used one word that it was quote-unquote idiotic, and that shows that maybe he thinks it's okay for fentanyl to come to this country. In other words, if we had a closed border, we wouldn't have all the problems with terrorists crossing our border, people with crime coming into our country, fentanyl coming into the country, et cetera, et cetera. And I guess when he says Biden's doing a fabulous job, he'd be a rubber stamp for Biden's policies if he were a member of the United States Senate. I don't think the people of Iowa want that, and I think that shows up in the lack of approval of the job that Biden's doing.
Okay. Well, we'll move on. You recently introduced a bill to combat violent crime. I believe it was the Combating Violent and Dangerous Crime Act. What are some of the solutions that you are trying to propose in this bill?
Okay. Well, first of all, the need for the bill comes from this fact, and it's mostly a big city problem. And there isn't enough being done in these big cities. And people don't feel like their local people are taking things as seriously as it does. So the purpose of the bill is to allow the federal government to do some prosecution. So let me go back to a bail reform. People commit a crime. If they're put in jail, they get out immediately because of they don't need any cash bail. Then you have prosecutors that announce ahead of time, we aren't going to prosecute certain crimes. That's just an invitation to people to commit those crimes and things of that nature. So just think of the big increases in murder, violent crimes, robberies all over the big cities of the United States. Well, and then you also have the problem of defunding police or the lack of morale of police. So the police have to be cautious how they do their job so they aren't doing their job, and no criticism of them, but they aren't getting the support they need. They don't have the personnel they need. They don't get the recruits that they need to fill vacancies. So any reason why crime goes up. So my legislation would allow the federal government to step in and prosecute some of these. We want the criminals to know that you aren't going to get away with your crime.
And so is there a certain, I guess, threshold of the crime that has to be committed for the federal government under this proposed legislation to step in?
We're starting out with a major one. The major ones are simply this. Murders are up and carjackings are up. Now, the bill does other than just allows the prosecution of them, but I think you need to know that it's recognized as a problem because momentum is growing for my bill. A House companion was introduced last week, as one example.
That was today's Halcyon House Washington page with Iowa Senator Charles Grassley, and we were talking about his upcoming debate with Michael Franken and his newly proposed crime legislation. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Jerry Edwards with KCII News.